Урок комплекс 8, страница 410. 1-3. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. I was at home yesterday evening. 2. Ben was here 5 minutes ago. 3. She was away on holiday last month. 4. The decision was very important. 5. There was a nice program last night. 6. We were wrong, I'm afraid. 7. You were right, I think. 8. They were all tired. 9. There were a lot of people at the exhibition last Saturday.
1. I wasn't at work last Monday. 2. Mr. Davis wasn't in this morning. 3. They weren't in town last weekend. 4. There wasn't any interesting news in yesterday's papers. 1. Was it interesting?
Oh, yes, it was.
2. Were you in town last week?
No, I wasn't. 3. Were there any faxes from London yesterday?
Yes, there were some.
1. Why was she late? 2. Where were you yesterday evening? 3. How many people were there at the party? 4. Why wasn't he in time? 5. Why weren't they pleased?
1. Wasn't it correct? 2. Weren't there any questions?
Упражнение к странице 412. 1. Прочитайте рассказ вслух, предварительно выучив новые слова. Обратите особое внимание на формы глагола be.
Long, long ago. Some photos from the family album. It was a long time ago. Tim was young and handsome then, and his wife Betty was beautiful, though she wasn't very slim. It was summer, and the weather was so lovely. They were on holiday in Spain. It was such a nice time. It wasn't very hot, but the water in the sea was warm enough to swim. Their little seaside hotel was quite pleasant, and it wasn't very expensive. There was a good restaurant there, and the meals were cheap. Tim and Betty were happy, because they were in love with each other. Where were we in that picture, dear? Was it our holiday in Spain?
Yes, it was. And was it a lovely time? Do you remember?
I was 27 then, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. And I was 18.
You're wrong, dear, I'm afraid. You were 21 already.
What? 21? I was just 18, I say.
Yes, dear. I'm sorry, of course you were 18. You simply weren't slim enough for a girl of 18, were you?
What? I wasn't slim enough? I was. I was beautiful and slim.
Yes, dear. Of course you were. This is just a very old photo. And we were so young and happy, weren't we?
Oh, yes, we were. And weren't we lucky to marry each other?
Of course, dear. You're the best wife in the world, and you're always right. Let's go and have lunch. Women are always right, aren't they?
Страница 414. 1-4. Послушайте и повторите за диктором.
Play, played, live, lived, open, opened, fill, filled, remember, remembered.
Help, helped, ask, asked, cross, crossed, work, worked, watch, watched.
Test, tested, mend, mended, wait, waited, rent, rented, correct, corrected, want, wanted.
Упражнение к страницам 415-416. 1. Прочитайте вслух, подражая образцу.
A. 1. I lived in a small town 15 years ago. 2. Mr. Brown phoned you 10 minutes ago. 3. They showed us a lot of interesting things at the exhibition. 4. Miss Flynn prepared all the documents carefully and filed them last Friday. 5. I listened to the radio till about 3:30 yesterday. 6. The doctor examined him very carefully last time.
B. 1. She typed some letters and helped a colleague with a difficult translation. 2. I stopped work at 4 yesterday and fetched my daughter home from school. 3. My sister worked hard at her English when she was at college. 4. I watched television till 12 the day before yesterday. 5. We liked all the singers. 6. They asked me a lot of questions.
C. 1. I repeated my questions several times. 2. We translated the text into English at the last lesson. 3. They visited several factories in Moscow last month. 4. We tested the machine and repeated the test several times. 5. John wanted to talk to you about it. 6. We were all very tired and decided to take a break.
Страница 419. 1, 5. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Last year we went to Italy for our holiday. 2. We met at exactly 10 and began the discussion at once. 3. Mrs. Flynn sent them a fax the day before yesterday.
Страница 419. 1, 6. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. I had a lot of friends at college. 2. John had a busy day yesterday. 3. They had a holiday last month. 4. We had very good seats at the theatre.
Страница 419. 1, 7. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Did you go to the exhibition last Saturday?
No, I didn't. I went to see a friend.
2. Did he see you about it yesterday?
Yes, he did.
3. Why didn't you come to the country with us?
I didn't feel well.
4. When did she call?
An hour ago.
5. You didn't talk to Mr. Brown this morning, did you?
Yes, I did.
Страница 419. 1, 8. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. Did you have a car at that time?
No, I didn't.
2. Did they have an exam last Friday?
Ah, yes, they did.
3. When did you have your holiday last year?
4. We didn't have enough time to prepare all the documents.
5. You had a lot of work to do last week, didn't you?
Страница 419. 1, 9. Послушайте и посмотрите.
1. I last went to the theatre 2 weeks ago. 2. I first went to the theatre when I was 5 years old. 3. I last had a letter from him a week ago. 4. When did you last go on holiday? And when did you go on holiday last?
Упражнение к странице 420. 1. Прочитайте текст вслух, обращая внимание на глаголы в past simple.
A leap year birthday party. My friend was born on the 29th of February, so he has a birthday every leap year, that is, every 4 years. It was the 29th of February last week, and he gave a big party. A lot of people came to wish him many happy returns of the day. The party began early. The guests sat down at the table at exactly 6. As we drank his health, we sang, Happy Birthday to you. It was a very nice party. We had a lot of delicious food and wine, and we danced and sang, and even played games. I didn't stay late. I left the place at 11, got home at 12, and went to bed at once. I slept very well. The next morning I rang him up and said, I had such a lovely time at your place last night. Thank you ever so much. What a pity you can't have a birthday party every year. I don't want to get old so quickly, he answered.
Упражнение к странице 421. 2. Прочитайте рассказ, обращая особое внимание на формы глаголов в past simple.
A bad day. I woke up very late yesterday. I only got up at 7:45, and I didn't have enough time to do my morning exercises or take a shower. I washed my hands and face and dressed quickly. I had a light meal and gave my son some money for his school lunch. Can I have some money for an ice cream too, Daddy? He asked. Don't ask silly questions, I said angrily. Why did I say that? I thought at once. As I drove to the office, I went through a red light, and a policeman stopped me and fined me. I was 5 minutes late for work and met my boss at the door. He saw me, but didn't talk to me. I didn't have much work to do, but I felt very tired in the afternoon. When I got home, I spoke angrily to my wife and son. I had supper, watched a football match on the telly, and went to bed.
Упражнение к странице 422. 4. Прочитайте рассказ.
A weekday. I usually wake up at 7 and always get up at once. I begin my day with my morning exercises. It takes me half an hour to do them. Then I take a shower and shave and dress and do my hair. After that, I have breakfast, and then I take my dog out for a short time. I leave the house at 9 o'clock and walk to the underground station. It takes me 20 minutes to get to the office by underground. Work begins at 9:30. I look through the morning mail and answer the letters and faxes. Then I discuss various problems with my colleagues. Our lunch breaks at 1 and we all go to the canteen. I have a light lunch, so it doesn't take long, and I usually have enough time to talk to my friends before work begins again. A lot of people ring me in the afternoon, and my secretary often asks me to answer the calls. That keeps me busy till 4:30 when I have a tea break. After that, I usually hold a short meeting with my colleagues and we discuss our plans for the next day. I finish work at 6, and sometimes a friend drives me to the park, where we have a game of tennis. I'm quite good at tennis, so I teach him to play. We go home together because we live near each other. That is my usual week day.